What do we got this week? Give me a wet my whistle a little bit, bro.
1 second before we start, I just want to get something out of the way so I can get Austin out of the room.
Okay.
There's a guy who has a serious issue with me and Cav working with you and me being on the show, and he's telling you all the time, cancel Billy. Russo's going to cancel Billy. Russo's only going to part with him for a certain amount of time. So he's been going on about this for weeks and weeks and weeks. He then decided to launch a load of attacks on Austin. Austin is his new thing.
Oh, come on. Are you serious, bro?
Austin is a trans. Austin is a trans.
Come on, man.
Austin knows about this. So we sat down last night and we put this together. So, Austin. Yes. Just come and speak on here for a second and say what you have, say what you want to say.
Come on, Austin, say what you want to say.
I don't need to defend you, and you're good enough to defend.
You're great, Austin. Go ahead, Austin. What do you got to say, man?
It has come to my attention that a grown man who doesn't like my dad and Cav has decided to attack me on social media, mainly by calling me a little girl and a tranny. I do not understand why a man would be obsessed with me when I'm just a 10-year-old boy. My dad thinks it may be jealousy, and here are some possible reasons. Number one, this man is very ugly, but he attacks the way I look, which makes even less sense because I'm paid to do photo shoots based on the way I look. Number two, I'm also paid to write articles for my dad's wrestling site, while this weirdo only pretends to be a wrestling journalist on his Twitter account. Number three, he also gets no likes and no replies on his Twitter, while I have 2,500 followers on my Instagram account.
Holy crap.
Number four, he talks about being obsessed with listening to wrestling podcasts, while I'm actually on this show with Vince Russo every week, and I was also personally invited to do a podcast with the Disco Inferno and the legendary Conan. He claims to be a fitness fanatic, but he is massively fat and disgusting. While I actually play football for the Chelsea Academy on Mondays, the West Ham Academy on Fridays, play tennis on Wednesdays, and do Wing Chun karate on Saturdays. If he is not attacking me because he's jealous of me, the only other reason he may be obsessed with a 10-year-old boy would be that he's actually a paedophile. He definitely looks like he's a massive paedophile from his pictures. And it's also explained why he tried to DM me on my Instagram account several months ago. This is exactly why my parents have decided to report him to the police. So, Aiden, if you are listening, you sad, sad loser, I strongly suggest you never ever mention my name again moving forward. I also suggest you get some help. You are clearly very sad and lonely. Thank you.
First of all, Austin, I'm obsessed with you. You know that. Does that make me a bad guy? Because I'm obsessed. Austin, I even talked about you on a couple of my shows during the week. Does that make me a bad guy because I'm obsessed with you?
No, because you're obsessed with me in a good way.
A very good way. Well, Austin, listen, I appreciate you coming on here and speaking your mind. And you know, bro, I'm always going to support you. You know, in my eyes, you're a huge star. Great things in your life. And I'm glad that you came on here and spoke your piece, bro. I appreciate that very much.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.